When I arrive at City Hall for a final interview with Mayor Ken Kelch, he insists on giving me a tour of his bright blue office.
Let's start right here. When I moved in, there was a desk facing that way. There were shelving in front of the door.
He takes pride in the local art and historical memorabilia he's filled it with during his term. Paintings and photos cover the walls, things donated, gifted, or brought from Kelch's home. He gestures to one wall lined with portraits.
Then we found all the former mayors since unification and put their pictures up one by one. Some of them have come in and demanded that we switch out their pictures for better ones. So.
Kelch is 74 now. Before he entered Juneau's political arena, he was an English teacher at Juneau Douglas High School for years. Then he worked for Customs and Border Protection before retiring in 2014.
What got you into politics originally?
Right here.
He leads me to his desk and picks up a wooden plaque with a quote from 18th century Irish politician Edmund Burke. It reads, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing."
Yeah, you can either talk about things or you can do things.
Kelch would be the first to tell you that the circumstances that led to his election were unusual. After Mayor Greg Fisk died suddenly a little more than a month after taking office in 2015, the city and borough held a hasty special election to replace him. Not a lot of candidates were prepared to run at short notice.
So it was one of those deals where, you know, needed to step up. I had been on the assembly for 6 years prior and just decided that couldn't find anybody to run and did not want to just let it slide by without any competition.
Kelch won that election the following March. Though he would serve a slightly abridged term, it was destined to be an eventful one. Just after taking office, he oversaw the transition of a new city manager and found himself named in a lawsuit filed in federal court. That costly legal battle over tax revenue between the city and the cruise ship industry is still ongoing. From there, Kelch went on to see controversial votes on issues like banning the homeless from camping downtown and whether to put an advisory question about childcare on the October municipal ballot.
Is there one thing that happened while you were mayor that you will look back on as your proudest accomplishment?
No, because I don't think that you go into the office trying to establish a legacy. You know, the legacy is that hopefully I've served and served well.
When he announced his decision not to seek re-election in August, Kelch said it was because he felt it was time for a new generation to step up.
You work with the hand that you're dealt, and you try to make it better. And even now, there's going to be a huge change in the assembly, and that will make a difference in how they attack issues.
As far as what's next, Kelch is content not knowing.
And that's why it's called retirement, right? I'm not very good at retirement, so we'll see how we do.
At tonight's assembly meeting, Kelch will take his leave along with Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis, who's running for State House District 34. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.